Welcome today to our Bible study program of the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. This is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe. Lord willing, we'll have a discussional Bible study between Jeff, Mark, and myself in the coming weeks. We mentioned that ahead of time, so if anyone has a question or comment that you'd like brought out on the air, we'd be glad to read it and bring it into our discussions. The three of us would like to sit down and just have a special week of discussion about the scriptures and a little bit about this ministry in particular. Let's also pray for our upcoming messages in Ephesians 6 with Mark and also Jeff as he continues into Romans 12 in the future weeks. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this chance to come before the people in Randolph County with the Word of God open. We pray for your guidance and your leading. We ask that you would be going before us in all things by your Spirit. We just pray that you would open hearts to hear and that you would give us the words to speak. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. 1 Kings was an enjoyable study to me, but now we're spending our time primarily in 2 Kings. We've been looking at the man Elijah in this little mini-series, and now we're in the transition period, chapter 2 of 2 Kings, from Elijah to Elisha. If you remember, back when Elijah was under the juniper tree in chapter 19 of 1 Kings, we see there when he asked that his life would be taken from him, the Lord had other things in mind. We see that the Lord had some activity, some ministry in the future for this man Elijah. He still had something for him to do. If there's one listening out there today, maybe you're in a nursing home or maybe you're at home and up in age, and sometimes we might feel that we've done all that we can do for the Lord. And then again, there are times when we may think, well, Lord, why don't you just take me on to be with yourself? There are also things that we don't realize that we're here for. I've had one 85, 86 years old tell me that I wonder why I'm here for. And it turns out that there are many things that the Lord can use us for that we may not be aware of. You may be an Elijah out there, and there is an Elisha in your life, someone that you are going to encourage along, pass the mantle over, if you will, as we see here with Elijah to Elisha. So look until the Lord takes you to be with him just for that special purpose that he may have you here for. It may be to lead one more soul to Christ. It may be to encourage one more person in the faith. But if you're here, then the Lord knows the purpose. And let's just think here along that line. Is this man Elijah back in chapter 19 of 1 Kings was under the juniper tree? He was asking that the Lord would just take him on. But after the Lord encouraged him to continue on by that angel that sent him food and water, then we see at the end of chapter 19 that the Lord tells him that he still had to anoint Hazael, the king, to be over Syria, and Jehu, the king, to be over Israel, and then Elisha, this one that would follow him in his own room instead of Elijah. So we see here that there are things left for Elijah to do. Then when we get to chapter 2 of 2 Kings, here is the grand finale, when it truly is time for Elijah, on God's timetable, to go on to be with the Lord. You know, when we know the Lord, we will not leave this scene until the Lord is ready for his appointed time for us to leave. You cannot, and this is comforting really, you cannot be taken out of this scene unless the Lord allows it. God giveth life, and he takes life away. Remember how Job said, naked came I into this world, naked shall I leave. He brought nothing into this world, and he'll take nothing out except your soul. And we see that when it's the appointed time, the Lord will take us to be with himself, we that know him. So we see here Elijah in chapter 2, verse 1. It came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Now notice here, Elisha says, as the Lord liveth. The term that Elijah used was, before whom I stand. He made it clear that he was standing before the Most High God, regardless of the fact that he would be in the presence of evil kings such as Ahab. But we see now that Elisha says, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee, speaking to Elijah. Makes me think of in the New Testament where we're told, instead of saying, I'll do this or I'll do that, we say, if the Lord wills, we will do this or do that. That's the attitude of a true servant of God, if the Lord will. So here Elijah was following him. He followed him to Bethel. And then it says, the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said to him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. So the sons of the prophets would show up at each of these places that Elijah and Elisha would go to. And what do we see with this? We see that the fact that Elisha showed that he was serious, that he was ready to be the prophet in the land of Israel. He was serious. He was willing to follow Elijah. He followed him to Bethel. Then we see how he followed him to Jericho. Then we see how he followed him to Jordan. And he continued to stay by the side of Elijah. You know, it's interesting as well that the sons of the prophets continued to follow. But if you would notice that when it comes to the time of the departure of Elijah, those sons of the prophets had to stand afar off. They couldn't enter in to what was going to happen there with that whirlwind and the passing of the mantle. This was something only meet for Elijah and Elisha. I think of the scriptures such as in Genesis 22 and 4 when Abraham had some servants with him and they were going up to the mount with his son Isaac and the servants stayed. They had to stay afar off for only Abraham and Isaac could go yonder to worship. The Lord had the appointed time for Abraham to give his son upon the altar. And we see that God told him to stay his hand, for he saw that Abraham's heart was with God, and he did not have to give his son Isaac, as he said, thine only son. And what a picture of our Savior, how God gave his only son. Thine son Isaac. What a picture. Now we see also, speaking of being afar off, remember when Peter, after Christ had been taken captive and was going toward the cross, he was going to be put on trial. Over there in Mark 14, we see how Peter was following afar off. You know, he couldn't enter in to the things that Christ had to suffer. It was meet for him to suffer for us. And only the Lord could take it and live that out in his life. But then we look down further into Luke chapter 23:41, when he was at the cross and those women, those that had followed him to the cross, stood afar off. That tells us of how the very sufferings at the cross, the torments of holding, taking our sin upon him as our great substitute could only be done by Christ. This was something that all others had to stand afar off. Only the Savior could stand in the place of us as sinners and shed his blood and take that spiritual load of sin upon him, the one who knew no sin, and that 3 hours of darkness came when the Father judged him for our sin. Others had to stand afar off. Only the Lord could stand in that place. So when we come here, we think of these sons of the prophets, how they stood afar off. Only Elijah and Elisha was the appointed ones for such this appointed time. When the passing of the mantle of the man of God, Elijah, would be given to the man of God, Elisha. Again, I would exhort any today. Are you out there wondering just what does the Lord have for you today in your life? There might be an Elisha in your life as Elijah had, someone that he needed to pass the mantle on, a younger brother or sister in the faith. Is there someone out there that you need to encourage along the things of the Lord to pass the mantle on and give them that right hand of encouragement? Send them on into the work of the Lord. Encourage them to be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord. That would be our challenge today as we've looked at 2 Kings chapter 2. We'd like to pick up here tomorrow and give some more thoughts on this whirlwind that takes Elijah up into heaven. For Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. If you have any questions or comments you'd like read over the air, our P.O. Box is 689 in Ramsour, North Carolina, 27316.